Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Empower Ed Podcast Season 8. And like what you have heard, Season 8 is made up of different kinds of episodes or mini-series. We've just finished our series on assessment, and right now we are jumping into a very, very special series along with our Global Teacher Prize finalists in the Philippines and also our Global Student Prize finalists from the Philippines. And for this episode, I am very much happy and proud to welcome Teacher Michelle Rubio, who is one of the top 50 finalists or one of the finalists from the Philippines right now. And she is here with us to give us some sense of what she's been working on and also her inspiration in doing a great job, because Michelle is a very inspiring person, teacher, not just in her community, but even for us around the country and the whole world. So let us start. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to Empower Ed Podcast.
Hello. Good morning, Sir Jim. And thank you for this opportunity to be interviewed in your program. And I am Teacher Michelle Rubio, a master teacher too, and from Sorsogon Province. And I am here today to share with you some of my journey and some of my accomplishment as teacher.
All right. Thank you for being here, Michelle. I've met Michelle back in before the pandemic, I think in 2019. Yeah. Is that right, Michelle? Yeah. That was the twice. I think we saw each other twice. The first one was in the Global Teacher Prize Caravan.
Yeah, in Naga.
In Naga, yes. Uh-oh. It was a lovely experience. That was a big experience.
Yeah.
I think with more than 800 plus teachers.
Participants.
Yeah, participants. And then we saw each other also in Cagayan de Oro when there was, you know, that awarding of teachers, really National Teachers Day. Teachers Day 2019. That was very special. And now you're here as a Global Teacher Prize finalist for 2021. When you first heard about being part of that amazing top 50 teachers, 50 best teachers of 2021, how did you feel?
Of course, I was so overwhelmed and happy because I never expect to be one of the top 50s. But since we're just doing our job and we're just doing some great innovations, maybe that's one of the factors that made us in top 50. So I was so really happy. And until now, I am still happy for that. I'm still in the cloud nine, Sir Jim.
And I think because there were thousands of nominations, right? The first feeling really is, you know, this funny story also from my side. When in 2017, I first received an email saying, congratulations, you're back to the top 50. And then I was like, because it was sent, I don't know if it was sent early in the morning or like midnight, right? Midnight.
Midnight or early in the morning. When you open your email, you will receive those emails.
Yeah. So when I receive it, it's like I was preparing for work 5 a.m. because I jog at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it. And then after I showered, I was so happy, so I showered. And then I look at my phone again, and there's another email that says, sorry, you did not make it. And I was like, did I make it? Or did I? Was like, and then they emailed me. They had, you know, they made a mistake. And they congratulated me. And I was like, that's a good experience, by the way, like what you have said. Yeah, I think congratulations, our congratulatory word are not enough to describe how we are all proud of you. So, Teacher Michelle, we're very much interested. What's a day like for Teacher Michelle as a teacher, especially right now?
Okay, this time, during this time of pandemic, there is really an abrupt change when it comes to teaching. Because before, we have that face-to-face But this time we have that modular mode of teaching, and I really need to double time because I have to print the modules, the last, I have to check all of them, I have to monitor the school children, and I have to hike. I need to hike and climb mountains and cross the rivers just to reach the school children. So it is really a big sacrifice po talaga in my part, in our part as teachers here in remote areas, because we really need to adapt the changes that really happened in our education system.
Teacher Michelle, because of the changes in the brought about by the pandemic, like, do you still report to school? Do you do visits? How has that changed? Like, for example, because, you know, face-to-face, we were just in the classroom. What are the usual things that you do right now to support your students and even your parents?
Yeah, during every Monday, we have to distribute and retrieve the modules or the learning activity sheets. Then Tuesday, we have that work from home. We have to print the last for the next week, for next week. And then Wednesday and Friday, that's the time that we have to monitor the school children. We go to their houses. We visit them. And from time to time, we need to call the school children, especially if they have queries about the lessons. So that's how we teach our school children during this time of pandemic. And we also, as I've said, Sir Jim, I created that Pink Demi Corners because my focus this time is to develop their reading skills. So to help them develop their reading skills, I put up Pink Demi Corners in our barangays. And this time I have already 5 Pink Demi Corners where the parents can borrow books. Most of the reading materials in this Pink Demi Corners are laminated so that it can be easily disinfect, easy to disinfect, because we know that we are in this time of pandemic.
Wow. I love the word Pink Demi. I know that Michelle's favorite color is pink. It's also
a trend. But I'm wearing yellow this time.
Yeah. Pink Demi and, you know, pandemic, Pink Demi. It's really putting in something good, right?
Yeah.
Within it's what's happening right side. Now. Yeah, the positive side.
Positive side of pandemic. Yeah.
And that's great. You continue to work on things that would really help, not just because you mentioned even the parents borrowing books, which is good. I think one of the core ways to address literacy problems in the Philippines is actually to involve the parents, because we always hear, you know, we cannot teach our kids because we ourselves do not know how to read and write. And I'm pretty sure that's one of your goals in involving the parents also, so that they get to learn also together with their children. Michelle, I know that you have a lot of projects. Can you tell me what was that thing that maybe the Global Teacher Prize committee, judging committee or jury saw in
you? Well, sir, because I am really creative, resourceful, I am really a dreamer. So I have so many innovations, like I made my ordinary classroom into something extraordinary, and I called it a class home. And it is tagged as Pink Class Home. And I also use my car into a reading car, where the children, we took reading lessons inside my car. And I also created a resort for learning. It is like a garden highlighted with beach umbrellas and different reading materials. And I have also that Project M that focus on indigent learners that focus on indigent learners like my adopted pupil Manuel. And I hope also that Pink Seniors, it focus on the elderly in our community. I have also that Dugtong Buhay program. That Dugtong Buhay program, this is a charity work that I every Christmas or after a typhoon or any calamities, I am giving groceries through the help of some stakeholders. And I have also that Subpundunong project. It is about extending or sharing my innovations in social media. So those projects really attract or maybe made a contribution, a great contribution that made me as one of the top 50 in Global Teacher Prize.
There are a lot, and they span throughout generations. I love your Pink Seniors. I'm pretty sure this works with the senior citizen members of your community. That's wonderful. Given all of this, Michelle, where do you draw inspiration?
Well, as I've said, Sir Jim, in all my interviews, I was suffered with heart illness, and during that time there were so many people extended help financially, kind words, and I promised to myself that if someday I will be given the chance to help also, I would do it. And I am so privileged and I'm so thankful to God because He gave me this opportunity to help. So as I've always say, Sir Jim, helping is not our obligation. It's a privilege. And I am so lucky to have that privilege.
Wow. And I loved your idea because, you know, I don't know if my audience remembers it, if I've shared it to them already, but, you know, I'm also a product of the public school system. And, you know, my mom is a public school teacher. My father is a farmer. And, and you know how the story goes in the province, you know, a farmer and a teacher, you know, we just have.
Yeah. My father also is a farmer. Right? Surgeon. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have a rich life. I mean, we were able to go day by day. We were not well off. It's just something enough for us. But I think the main challenge before was, you know, because education can be very, very expensive also in the Philippines. Oh, yeah. So like what you've said, I, for one, also was helped to go through. I had scholarships. I you know, there were relatives, there were good people who were able to help me also go to college, and that's one thing that I always do also. I mean, I it's always one thing that I've started really doing is supporting even other, you know, even other students. And my ultimate wish is that I build my own scholarship program. But you know, I'm still young. I'm still trying.
It will happen, Jim. Someday it will happen.
Yeah, but it, like what you've said, it does not stop us from helping from other people. You know, we can find ourselves. If you have something to share, share it. And I love that you're drawing inspiration from your own experience. It's a very powerful, you know, it's a very deep and powerful source of motivation. Yeah, inspiration. Michelle, I think we are now on the last part, and I've given our interview, like, you know, there are so many things that I've learned about you, from where you're getting inspiration from and all the things that you work. The pandemic right now sees a lot of teachers struggling, you know, whether they're in public and in private. One reality is that a lot of teachers are struggling because, you know, while we are teachers, we do, I mean, you know, teachers will do their work.
Everything.
But most of the time, they end up giving a lot from about themselves, sacrificing themselves, like if their family time or whatever, because of the demand.
Their time, their personal resources, their extra time and extra effort, they really give that sacrifice.
Yeah. So what is your message to our teachers, given this, you know, seesaw? You know, we need to work harder, but we also need to take care of ourselves and the people around us. What is your message to our teachers right now?
Well, to all the teachers struggling, especially this time of pandemic, just continue loving your work. Just continue loving your student. And of course, continue loving yourself. And I keep the passion. That passion, just enjoy what you are doing. Even you are not paid for it, even you are not told to do so. And lastly, Sergi, keep the faith. Keep the faith that this time our life is so uncertain. We really don't know what will come tomorrow. So do the best that we can do, especially for our learners and for our family. Just hold on and be resilient. That's my message to all the teachers watching right now.
And what a fitting way to end our discussion. And thank you for the words of encouragement to our dear audience right now, all our beloved teachers. Thank you for doing your work. We are still in the middle of the school year. We don't know what's going to happen next school year. And I agree with Michelle, and that was a wonderful way to end it. We continue to love our work. We continue to push ourselves, but don't forget to take care and love yourself. Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been an honor having you here. And to our audience, thank you for being here with us. We hope to see you again in our next episode. And we wish you all a healthy and a safe life right now. Just keep holding on. Thank you so much. And goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, Michelle.
Goodbye.